call this committee of the whole meeting to order. It is August 19th, 2013, and we are here today to talk about council members' compensation. It is 5:32. Present this evening are council members, myself, Mary Westfall, Mike Brown, Katie Capellini, Doug Hanum, Sandy Hussman, Mark Lukey, Todd Milner, Mayor Craig Stoud, Law Director Jim Moan, Clerk of Council Sharon is here, my Chief Rodas, Toby Schroyer, and Bill Sanford present, and Kevin Aller. So with that being said, I will share with you that we did get some revised legislation at your place this evening for your review. And just so we're all clear, the purpose of the meeting today is to discuss and make a recommendation to council for this evening's meeting, if we're prepared to do so, regarding council member compensation and insurance for the position and role of mayor. Our first discussion points this evening will revolve around that change in the Ohio Public Employees Retirement Benefit and how that will impact council. And secondly, we will talk about the mayor's eligibility for insurance being consistent with those received by city employees. I have reached out to Mr. Lutke as chairman of Employee and Community Relations Committee and asked if he would be willing to lead this discussion, and he kindly said he would. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Lutke.
Okay, thank you, Mary. I'm going to go into a little bit more detail than I normally would, because Natalie from the Blade doesn't seem to be here tonight, and I know we're on the record, and so I want to be totally transparent about the discussion. I thought that would be helpful. I think, as most members of council have been made aware at this point, this discussion stems from a number of changes that have been made and rolled out and announced by the Ohio Public Employees Retirement System. The changes, I know, were designed by OPERS to reduce the cost burden of public employment retirement benefits in Ohio. I think they were designed to assure that the PERS system for all of its members stays solvent for a long, long time. And I think we all support that, right? But I believe that fundamentally there were some consequences coming out of those changes that affect various public employees, current public employees, and they, as it turns out, affect to some degree our city council. In particular, the new OPERS ruling, regulations rather, establish a minimum earning rule for health care upon retirement for city council members. Beginning on January 1st, 2014, contributing service for health care will be accumulated only if a member earns at least $1,000 a month. So that's a new threshold. Yes.
Just for reference, it used to be $250 a month.
Okay.
Really trying to cut back on.
Again, I want to make sure the record, the tape picks up the fact that Toby indicated that it used to be $250 a month, so it's been a four-time increase. With the upcoming changes, therefore, Sylvania City Council will be negatively impacted. Our current compensation allows for contributing service for health care at a much lower salary level. With this new $1,000 per month threshold in place, the unintended consequence is that council members will no longer qualify for health care eligibility. What I envision is that this is essentially a housekeeping matter, something that will bring the Sylvania City Council into compliance with what I believe is the intent of the OPERS legislation. And so the legislation in front of us tonight allows Sylvania City Council members to continue to accumulate contributing service credit for health care in retirement going forward, just as they've been able to do in the past. In terms of what I would characterize as not particularly housekeeping, but bringing Sylvania into line with a number of other communities in Northwest Ohio, it incorporates, the same legislation incorporates benefits for health and dental insurance for the role of a mayor. As we know, our mayor serves as an executive mayor without the benefit of a city administrator. He basically fulfills the function of both mayor and de facto city administrator. So I believe what this piece of the legislation does is brings the city of Sylvania healthcare and benefit in line with some of our neighbors, most specifically Perrysburg. And it, I think, reflects the role that our mayor has essentially evolved into as management here has become more complex. So there are two pieces to the legislation. I certainly believe that all members of council should have the ability to comment on this, but I'd like to first call on Mr. Schroyer and then perhaps Law Director Mr. Moan to provide a little bit more detail. So Toby, do you have anything additional beyond your input already?
Did everybody get the revised copy of that ordinance?
Yes.
The reason for that revision, as I noted in my email, if you were able to get it, in order for all council members, terms starting January 1st, 2014, and those starting January 1st, 2016, in order for them long-term to be making the same dollar amount, same amount, effectively January 1st, 2016, we'd have to forego the cost of living allowance as increases in 2014 and 2015. To explain that, the members starting their term January 1st of next year would also get a cost of living. So they'd be at $12,000 plus the cost of living in 2014, cost of living in 2015. And when the 2016 election came around, those members, according to the ordinance, would go to $12,000, and they'd be two cost of living behind the other members. So that was for the small change in the ordinance. Essentially, the dollar figure is when you take that cost of living allowance out of there, we're talking about less than $5,000 a year. So it's very insignificant for this increase. It does. The old PERS changes for health care went to $1,000 a month. For service credit, they kept it at $600 a month. So all members were already meeting that. Again, that went from 250 to 600. I think it's very good legislation. We would recommend passing it.
Toby, one question that I think may be on some folks' minds is if the changes go into effect beginning January 1st, 2014, we're ahead of that now by about 5 months. Why are we having to deal with this today?
I'll let Jim answer that one. He's explained it to me, but I'll let him answer.
Well, then, Mr. Moan.
Be happy to. The legislation before us is compensation for elected officials. Our charter speaks directly to this issue. Article 4, Section 3 of the charter, talking about compensation for elected officials, mandates that any changes to compensation be done prior to September 1st of the last year of the mayor's term. So consequently, we're mandated by charter, if we're going to do this, we do it now and not later in the year. And so the timing of it is significant, and that's why we have it before you for tonight's action.
Before September 1st.
Prior to September 1st.
Right. And anything else from you?
No, that's all.
Why don't we open up the comment or questions for council members? I think we've all had a chance to see the legislation, but I'm not sure at all we'll get a chance to discuss it. So I think we should just have a conversation.
Sure. I think this is appropriate legislation, and I think it's appropriate to maintain an appropriate status for our council and for our mayor. In the long term, I think it helps our council be I don't know if legitimate, any more legitimate, but more, but better recognized around the state and among our peers, and it's certainly also likely to, I think over time, allow us to attract better and more qualified members running for council, which I think will benefit the city. And really, with regard to the pay scale, is really largely a status quo matter. With regard to the mayor's insurance coverage, it really just brings us in line with our neighboring communities. And I think we ought to adopt it, and we ought to do it tonight and move forward.
Any other comments or questions? Mr. Milne.
Mr. Lukey, I move recommend to City Council that we pass ordinance number 64-2013 this evening.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend to Council tonight that we consider and approve ordinance number 64-2013. Any questions about that motion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion. The recommendation's approved. It'll be moved to the council agenda tonight. Mr. President, that's the discussion. I don't know if we have any other matters tonight or not.
Thank you, Mr. Lukey. And is there any other business from any other members of council this evening? Seeing none, we'll call this meeting adjourned at 5:45, and I thank you all for your attendance and participation.